Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Chris Mack on vacation. Jim Colony not. He's here. Producer Matt, he's out as well. Kel Berger, he's helping us out today. But one mainstay that you're going to find at 7 o'clock on Monday, is Ed Bouchette from The Athletic. He's joining us now. And by the way, you could text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370, as we welcome in our friend Ed. Ed, good morning. Happy Monday to you. How's everything?
Everything is fine, Colin. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Ed, you sound spry this morning. You've been up a while.
I woke up at 3:30, couldn't go back to sleep, came down on the couch, finally went back to sleep about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and woke up to the fine tones of 93.7, the fan calling me.
Oh, dulcet tones, yes. all right, and we're calling you about this. Well, football, but... More particularly to start off, Matt Canada, will he be named? Is it eminent? And would he essentially be the right choice in your eyes, Ed?
Well, I think this probably was in place, Colin, when they hired him with the idea that Mike wanted to have him on staff for a year and see how he did. That would be my guess. And I think what put it over the top was Narduzzi's recommendation.
Oh, yeah, at a banquet. Yes, sure.
I think it's the right choice, yes. The thing is, they don't know if Ben's coming back or not, and I know the report that said they're optimistic that he's coming back. But, you know, this would be, if they hired somebody else to put in a new offense, that might push him out. But, you know, at least this is going to be somewhat of a continuation. He's not going to change the whole playbook around.
Well, Ed, what we saw at the beginning of the season was it seemed that we did see more of the motions to get the defense off balance, and then we saw Steelers running backs go for 100 yards early in the season, and then they seemed to go away from that Matt Canada stuff, quote-unquote, and then the running game went away. Will Ben go along with what Matt Canada wants to do, assuming Ben comes back, of course?
Well, if he's coming back, he's going to go along with it. That's just, you know, the way it is. And I'm sure that they're all going to sit down and discuss this, and that'll be part of the discussion, maybe a part of Ben's decision whether to come back or not. I don't know. But, yeah, you can't have your quarterback come back and resist that kind of stuff. You just can't. And why they went away from it, I don't know if that was Ben or what. They they went away with some stuff, and they should have gone away with some others, like that short passing game that took them so long to get out of.
It's 7:04. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS. Okay, you say that Ben is going to have to go along with it if Matt Canada and he are to coexist, if, in fact, Matt Canada is hired. There's a lot of assumptions here. If, in fact, Matt Canada is hired and Ben comes back. Let's assume all of that. Wouldn't that, in fact, then put Ben under center for a decent percentage of what he's going to do and how he's going to operate? And at this point in his career, I don't know if you've had discussions with him about this, is he comfortable being under center, or is that something that Pittsburgh fans just assume he doesn't want to play under center at all?
Yeah, I think he's more comfortable with a shotgun. I think that's why they do it a lot. Now, he's not the only one, you know.
I watched games all weekend, and guys didn't go under center, right?
Yeah. The shotgun is a big alignment around the league. You know, that a lot of quarterbacks do that. I wouldn't see him going under center unless Marquise Pouncey's still the center and he wants to avoid the ball getting snapped over his head more often.
Okay, since you brought up Pouncey, Ed, let's say that Pouncey retires, and I think there's a decent chance that that's going to happen. Would that affect Ben's decision at all, do you think?
I think that all goes into it, Jim. You know, we're sitting here guessing on this stuff, but I think that all goes into it. And I wrote last week why he shouldn't come back. I just I don't know why he would, and I would think that they're not going to be very good this year. They're just not. They can't fill all the holes they're going to have to fill. They're not going to bring anybody back. I saw the one report say that Ben told him he'll come back, but he wants Juju back. Juju is not coming back. They can't afford him. They're not even going to try.
Let me ask you this. Oh, well, Ben did say, I'll retire if Pouncey retires unless J.C. Hasenauer is here because he's really, really good. So I'm going to stick around with J.C. Hasenauer. No, I actually think he's not bad. Could Juju come back if, in fact, they cut DeCastro? Could that happen, and could you see them cutting DeCastro?
Well, again, you're going to have some linemen. If Pouncey's not coming back, if Villanueva's not coming back, they have one, before they signed these futures guys the other day, they had one tackle under contract. They have no money now. Maybe the cap fairy is going to sprinkle a ton of money on the NFL, and the cap will actually go up by $20 million instead of down by $20 million. Then we could talk about this. But unless that happens, the Steelers are in pretty bad shape with the cap, and they can't start cutting DeCastro and Joe Hayden and Steven Nelson and all those guys. They have to keep some of them in order to play. They have 35 guys under contract right now with a $21 million, according to OverTheCap.com. They're $21 million over right now with only 35 guys signed. Juju ain't coming.
Ed, how would it work? Let's say Ben's owed a lot of – well, in real money, he's owed about, what, half of what he is due under the cap part of the money. But – if they were to restructure him,
$19 million of the $41 million is due him. $15 million of that in March.
Yeah, right.
Four in his salary.
So, but how can they kick the can down the road, as they have in the past with Ben, and bring him back for 1 year, but extending the contract for more than 1 year? And at some point, does that just become counterproductive? And you just have to say, you know what, we can't do this anymore.
I don't know that they would want to do that, but I don't know that they don't want Ben back. And in order to have him back, if they're going to work with the cap, that's something that they're going to have to do. They're going to have to take that $19 million, give him the minimum wage is $1 million plus for him. Give him that in a salary this year. Fold the 98. Let's say there's another $18 million left. Add to it, give them a four-year contract, and spread it out. Is that something they want to do? I don't know. Because they're not going to win next year. No matter who's the quarterback, they're not going to win next year.
The always optimistic Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show, on a wonderful Monday to get you kicked off, get your week kicked off right. Let's take all the money out of it. Take all the money out of it, and let's just talk football sense in football and how they feel football-wise. How confident are people, and Coach Randy's out of the vortex now, but how confident is Mike Tomlin? How confident is Canada? Or just the organization, do you think, if they said, Mason Rudolph, you're our guy, it's week one, let's go, you're our starting quarterback. What do you hear inside that building in terms of their confidence level in him as the franchise quarterback right now moving forward?
Well, let's take franchise out of it. Let's talk about 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Which is his last year under contract, by the way. They still like Rudolph, still think he has something, but they want to see more. And that's not surprising because we haven't seen much. But that's what I was told last week, that they like him, but they still want to see more. And they're not going to see more if Ben comes back unless he gets hurt. So, again, they have a dilemma. Let's just say Ben retires. Rudolph is the quarterback. You're not going to extend him now. So he goes out and he has either a great season, a middle season, a terrible season, whatever it is. Then they have to make a decision. Let's say he plays well. Now they got to sign him. Now he's a free agent. I would assume you'd still be able to sign him, but it's going to cost you a lot of money. But that's the going rate. That's the way you go. There's so many different ways. They could do that, then they could draft. They don't, I'm predicting they're not going to be very good in 2021. They could draft their quarterback next year or draft another quarterback. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be the quarterback, because we've seen in the past what happens when you draft quarterbacks around the league and you think he's going to be the quarterback. The Jets are looking for a new guy already, and maybe the Miami Dolphins too.
Now, Ed, once guys get to free agency, they're pretty much gone. But there are two guys on defense that you would think if they could sign at least one of these guys, it would certainly help, and that would be Sutton and Hilton. Is there any way at all that you could see either of those guys agreeing to a contract with the Steelers and foregoing free agency?
Well, I could see Sutton. I'm not so sure in Hilton. But then I'm not so sure there's going to be this feeding frenzy for Mike Hilton either around the league. But I could see Sutton. If you sign Sutton, you're going to have to cut like Joe Hayden. That's the way you do it.
Ed Bouchette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, tell us about the ground underneath of Mike Tomlin's feet. Is there a chance or maybe organizationally that they could say, hey, Mike, look, we've only had three coaches in, since 1804 or whatever it is, and you're the third coach and you're stable here, whatever it is, but you need to win a playoff game this coming year. Like, what is there a fixed quantification on what he needs to do this year to keep his job, or is it just same old moving into 2021?
I know some fans and some talk show hosts like change, but I would think 12-4 is not something that is that they're going to give him an ultimatum. That's just not how they work. They don't do that. So I'm going to say no. There's nothing. I mean, he just comes back. He's due a contract extension. We can see how they're going to go, depending on whether they give him one, if it includes another option here like this one does for 2022. I don't see. I know there's fans, and again, there's a lot of talk radio that thinks Mike Tomlin should be on a hot seat, but I don't see it.
All right, Ed, enough of this football stuff. I read your column last week, and I want to know about the water heater where – you have a perfectly functional water heater at 17 years of age, which not coincidentally is the same as Ben, as long as he's been with the team. And you're asking folks whether you should replace it now, like make a preemptive move.
Call Mr. Water Heater. Call Mr.
Right.
Water Heater.
Right, because that's what it's going to sound like if the thing bursts, and then right. You're going to have water all over the basement. What's the call on that? I recommended that you spring for the water heater now.
I have a middle-of-the-ground solution, Ed. I think you put the money aside, you ride it all the way out, and you're prepared in a moment's notice to get a new one. But I think you ride it all the way out. Go ahead, though. What is your play?
Well, my fear, of course, is it's going to be 10 degrees outside. The thing is going to go. I'm going to have no hot water, and I'm not going to be able to get a plumber in here for 2 weeks.
I can get you a plumber. Call me. I'll get you. Matt Mertz will be there quickly if you call me. I'll get him there.
The other fear is not a fear. It's a concern. I don't want anybody in my house right now until I get a vaccine and this thing is under control. I just don't want anybody in my house. I have one of my neighbors who flipped houses.
Must be strong.
She was flipping houses, just started doing it. Her and her cousin or her and her nephew, whatever it was. And they had some guy join them. He had the COVID, and she's been sick ever since. I ain't having anybody in my house right now. So the water heater's going to have to hang on.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Wow. Man, did you get your answer there, Jim? You all squared away
he's
then?
He's kicking the can down the road.
Right. Yes, you and Heath Miller.
Well, I've been
better not hope he has to.
I've also been told to look into those instant water heaters without the tank, the electric tankless water heaters. Do you know about those?
No.
No. Those are quite popular. They're more expensive, but there's no tank. It just, you turn on the hot water, it somehow heats it immediately.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you get hot water. How about that?
I don't care about the process. This is the kind of guy I am. I really don't care about the process. I just want to get in the shower, and it borderline scald me. You know, that's my move, Ed. That's where I am.
I know. Uh-huh. I just don't want it exploding in my basement.
No, that's no good at all. All right. Oh, well, if you need a hand, though, I'm telling you, Matt Mertz could help you out. I know a guy.
Yeah, I've heard your commercials.
Yes, me too. We hardly ever.
I just heard one.
Yes, not long ago. Well, thanks, Ed.
No,
seconds
ago.
We'll cross.
Woke you up.
We'll cross our fingers about your hot water heater. We'll keep we'll keep on the pulse of this Steelers free agency stuff, and we'll give you a call if anything pops up. All right.
It was the house was built Ben's rookie year, and that's where the water heater went.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you. Thanks, Ed.
Go back to bed, Ed.
Yes. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Thanks, Ed. Jim, you know that's going to go kaput like tomorrow, right? Because we brought it up. Knock on some wood. We totally jinxed Ed's water heater. It's going out.
That's a rough feeling when that happens. It's happened to all of us, too.
Yes. What day do you – okay, over under on Ed's water heater going out. It is now – the 18th. And what gave him this inclination it's on the fritz? Is there anything that
none.
Okay, he just thinks.
None. It's just that it's one of those things I think that's one of those appliances that they tell you, yeah, it'll last for 10 years.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, can't 10 yeah. years? And so he's got, and let's say it's 15, mm-hmm. even if it's 15, then once you get beyond that, then you're kind of rolling the dice. It could go at any time. So I'm going to give it.
I'm giving it July 4th. I'm going July 4th.
I'm going St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think he's all right till July 4th. Anyway, we'll keep you posted as to that. Breakfast Bites coming up next. Will one big name retire? We get into the weekend. And then I got an idea for Baker Mayfield. If you're a Steeler fan, you got to be rooting for the Browns to do something this offseason. I'll tell you what that is, because it would fall in line with something else that has happened with some other quarterbacks that have had like seasons with Baker Mayfield. We'll get into all that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.